But first, let's go to Melbourne's Supreme Court, where the man who bashed to death gangland figure Carl Williams says he did so to save his family. Matthew Johnson says he killed Carl Williams to get in first, and in hindsight would not change anything he did that day, knowing that he was throwing his life away. Matthew Johnson told the court he feared Williams was going to murder him using, quote, a sock filled with billiard balls while he was eating in the dining room or reading the paper. As Mike Woods reports from the court, Matthew Johnson has pleaded not guilty to murder, claiming he acted in self-defence.
Matthew Johnson told the court that there would be something wrong with anyone who didn't take a threat from Carl Williams seriously. Johnson said the code of silence among prisoners and fear that Williams might use contacts on the outside to harm his family had prevented him from reporting the threat or from seeking to be moved to another unit. He said he decided to kill Williams at the first opportunity because he didn't know when Williams was planning to get him. He said he hit Williams 8 times to make sure he was dead. The prosecution then asked Johnson why, after the assault, he used a towel to cover Williams' head. Johnson replied that he did so because he knew female prison officers would be among those rushing to the maximum security wing and that they didn't need to see that. Prosecutor Marcus Rochford asked Johnson whether he covered Williams' head and later dragged him into his cell to cover up what he'd done. Johnson replied no and reiterated that he'd done it because he didn't want female officers witnessing the scene. Johnson said when he pushed the buzzer in his cell to call officers, he told them that Carl had hit his head. He said he didn't want to tell a female officer that he'd just killed Williams. Later, the prosecution asked why CCTV footage had shown Johnson in the high security unit with his back to Williams. Marcus Rochford put it to Johnson that doing so would be something that he would never have done if he were truly fearful that Williams was going to kill him. Johnson said Williams would not have been able to access pool balls without him knowing. Later, the court heard several taped phone conversations in which Johnson told a close friend that Carl Williams was a fat sook who had bitten off more than he could chew and was now just another bare bum in the shower block. In a phone call to a friend taped by police, Johnson said Williams didn't shoot underworld figure Mark Moran, adding that Williams had never shot a man in his life. However, during testimony on Monday, Johnson said Williams had told him that he'd personally murdered 3 people, including Moran, and that he, Johnson, had believed him. The prosecution produced a letter from Johnson to his cousin Cherie Newman, written in early April. Williams was killed on April 19. In it, Johnson said, quote, "Cuz, there will be some media attention soon. I just don't want you to worry, so I'm giving you the heads up. I'll be sweet, so don't stress about me." The prosecution put it to Johnson that he was referring to the fact that he was going to kill Carl Williams and was warning his cousin that the media were going to give it a lot of attention. Johnson said that he meant that the media attention would be generated by a story that was about to appear in the Melbourne press about Williams having his daughter's school fees and his father's tax bill paid by police in return for information on a murder case. Johnson's defence counsel, Bill Stewart, asked his client if in hindsight he'd have done anything differently the day he killed Williams, to which Johnson replied, no. The trial before Justice Lex Lasry is continuing.
That's Mike Woods reporting from the Melbourne Supreme Court.